Surah 2, Al-Baqarah, the cow. In the name of God, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Alif, Lam, Mim. This is the book about which there is no doubt. A guidance for those conscious of God, who believe in the unseen, keep up the prayer, and give out of what we have provided for them. And believe in what has been revealed to you, O Muhammad, and what was revealed before you, and of the hereafter, they are certain. Those are upon right guidance from their Lord, and it is those who are the successful. Indeed, those who disbelieve, it is all the same for them. Whether you warn them or not, they will not believe. God has set a seal upon their hearts and upon their hearing, and over their vision is a veil, and for them is a great punishment. And of the people are some who say, "We believe in God the last day," but they are not believers. They seek to deceive God and the believers, but they only deceive themselves, though they do not realize it. In their hearts is a disease, so God has increased their disease, and for them is a painful punishment because they used to lie. When it is said to them, "Do not cause corruption in the land," they say, "We are only putting things right." But really they are causing corruption, though they do not realize it. When it is said to them, "Believe as the others believe," they say, "Should we believe as the fools do?" But they are the fools, though they do not know it. When they meet the believers, they say, "We believe." But when they are alone with their evil ones, they say, "We're really with you. We were only mocking." But God mocks them and prolongs them in their transgression while they wander blindly. They have bought error in exchange for guidance, so their trade reaps no profit, and they are not rightly guided. Their example is that of one who kindled a fire, but when it illuminated what was around him, God took away their light and left them in darkness so they could not see, deaf, dumb, and blind, so they will not return to the right path. Or it is like a rainstorm from the sky within which is darkness, thunder, and lightning. They put their fingers in their ears against the thunderclaps in dread of death. But God is encompassing of the disbelievers. The lightning almost snatches away their sight. Whenever it flashes on them, they walk on, and when darkness falls around them, they stand still. If God so willed, he could take away their hearing and sight. God has power over everything. O mankind, worship your Lord, who created you and those before you, that you may become righteous. He who made for you the earth a bed, and the sky a ceiling, and sent down from the sky rain, and with it causes many types of plants to grow for your survival. So don't attribute to God equals while you know that there is nothing similar to him. If you have doubts about the revelation we have sent down to our servant, then produce a single chapter like it. Enlist whatever supporters you have, other than God, if you truly think you can. But if you do not, and you will never be able to, then fear the fire, whose fuel is people and stones, prepared for the disbelievers. Give those who believe and do good the news that they will have gardens, graced with flowing streams. Whenever they are given sustenance from the fruits of these gardens, they will say, "We have been given this before," because they were provided with something like it. They will have pure spouses, and there they will stay. God does not shy away from drawing comparisons, even with something as small as a gnat or larger. The believers know it is the truth from their Lord, but the disbelievers say, "What does God mean by such comparison? Through it, he makes many go astray and leads many to the right path, but it is only the rebels he makes go astray, who break the covenant of God after contracting it, and sever that which God has ordered to be joined, and cause corruption on earth. It is those who are the losers. How can you disbelieve in God when you were lifeless, and he brought you to life? Then he will cause you to die. Then he will bring you back to life, and then to him you will be returned. It is he who created for you all that is in and on the earth. Again, he turned his attention to the heaven. Then he shaped them into seven heavens. And he is knowing of everything. And mention, O Muhammad, when your Lord said to the angels, 'Indeed, I will make upon the earth a successive authority.' They said, 'Will you place upon it one who causes corruption therein and sheds blood, while we exalt you with praise and declare your perfection?' He said, 'Indeed, I know that which you do not know. And he taught Adam the name of all things. Then he placed them before the angels and said, Tell me the names of these, if you are right. They said, May you be glorified. We have knowledge only of what you have taught us. You are the all-knowing and all-wise. He said, O Adam, inform them of their names. And when he had informed them of their names, he said, Did I not tell you that I know the unseen of the heavens and the earth? And I know what you reveal and what you have concealed. And when we said to the angels, Prostrate before Adam. So they prostrated, except for Iblis. He refused and was arrogant and became of the disbelievers. We said, Adam, live with your wife in this garden. Both of you eat freely there as you will, but do not go near this tree, or you will both become wrongdoers. But Satan caused them to slip out of it and remove them from that condition in which they had been. And we said, Go down, all of you, as enemies to one another, and you will have upon the earth a place of settlement and provision for a time. Adam then received words from his Lord, for he turned to him in forgiveness. Truly he is the acceptor of repentance, the compassionate. We said, Go down from it all of you. And when guidance comes to you from me, whoever follows my guidance, there will be no fear concerning them, nor will they grieve. But those who were ungrateful and denied our signs, those will be the companions of the fire. They are the ones who will dwell in it forever. O children of Israel, remember my favour which I have bestowed upon you, and fulfil my covenant upon you, that I will fulfil your covenant from me, and be afraid of only me. And believe in what I have sent down, confirming that which is already with you, and be not the first to disbelieve in it. And do not exchange my signs for a small price, and fear only me. And do not mix the truth with falsehood, or conceal the truth while you know it. And establish prayer, and give zakah, and bow with those who bow in worship and obedience. You command humanity to virtuous conduct, and forget yourselves while you relate the book. Will you not then be reasonable, and seek help through patience and prayer? And indeed, it is difficult except for the humbly submissive to God, who are certain that they will meet their Lord, and that they will return to him. Children of Israel, call to mind the special favour which I bestowed upon you, and that I preferred you to all other for my message. And fear a day where no soul will suffice for another soul at all, nor will intercession be accepted from it, nor will compensation be taken from it, nor will they be aided. And recall when we saved you from the people of Pharaoh, who afflicted you with the worst torment, slaughtering your sons and keeping your females alive. And in that was a great trial from your Lord. And recall when we parted the sea for you and saved you and drowned the people of Pharaoh while you were looking on. We appointed 40 nights for Moses. And then, while he was away, you took to worshipping the calf, a terrible wrong. Then we forgave you after that, so perhaps you would be grateful. And mention when we gave Moses the book and the criterion between right and wrong, so perhaps you will be truly guided. And recall when Moses said to his people, O my people, indeed you have wronged yourselves by your taking of the calf for worship. So repent to your Creator and kill the guilty among you. That is best for all of you in the sight of your Creator. Then he accepted your repentance. Indeed, he is the accepting of repentance, the merciful. And recall when you said, O Moses, we will never believe you until we see God outright. So the thunderbolt took you while you were looking on. Then we revived you after your death that perhaps you would be grateful. We made the clouds cover you with shade and sent manna and quails down to you, saying, Eat the good things we have provided for you. It was not us they wronged themselves. And recall when we said, Enter this city and eat from it wherever you will in ease and abundance, and enter the gate bowing humbly and say, Relieve us of our sins. We will then forgive your sins for you, and we will increase the doers of good. But those who wronged changed those words to a statement other than which had been said to them. So we sent down upon those who wronged a plague from the sky because they were defiantly disobeying. And recall when Moses prayed for water for his people. So we said, Strike with your staff the stone. And there gushed forth from it 12 springs, and every tribe knew its watering place. Eat and drink from the provision of God, and do not commit abuse on the earth, spreading corruption. And recall when you said, O Moses, we can never endure one kind of food. So call upon your Lord to bring forth for us from the earth its green herbs, and its cucumbers, and its garlic, and its lentils, and its onions. Moses said, Would you exchange what is better for what is less? Go into any town, and indeed you will have what you have asked. And they were covered with humiliation and poverty, and returned with anger from God. That was because they repeatedly disbelieved in the signs of God, and killed the prophets without right. That was because they disobeyed, and were transgressing. The believers, the Jews, the Christians, and the Sabaeans, all those who believe in God and the last day, and do good, will have their rewards with their Lord. No fear for them, nor will they grieve. And recall when we took your covenant, and we raised over you the mount, saying, Take what we have given you with determination, and remember what is in it, that perhaps you may become righteous. Then you turned away after that, and if not for the favour of God upon you and his mercy, you would have been among the losers. And you had already known about those who transgressed among you concerning the Sabbath. And we said to them, Be apes, despised. And we made it a deterrent punishment for those who were present and those who succeeded them, and a lesson for those who fear God. Remember when Moses said to his people, God commands you to sacrifice a cow. They said, Are you making fun of us? He answered, God forbid that I should be so ignorant. They said, Call on your Lord for us, to show us what sort of cow it should be. He answered, God says it should be neither too old nor too young, but in between, so do as you are commanded. They said, Call upon your Lord to show us what is her colour. He said, He says it is a yellow cow, bright in colour, pleasing to the observers. They said, Call upon your Lord to make clear to us what it is. Indeed, all cows look alike to us, and indeed we, if God wills, will be guided. He said, He says it is a cow neither trained to plough the earth nor to irrigate the field, one free from fault with no spot upon her. They said, Now you have come with the truth. So they slaughtered her, but they could hardly do it. Then, when you Israelites killed someone and started to blame one another, although God was to bring what you had concealed to light, we said, Strike the body with a part of the cow. Thus God brings the dead to life and shows his signs so that you may understand. Then your hearts became hardened after that, being like stones or even harder. For indeed there are stones from which rivers burst forth, and there are some of them that split open and water comes out, and there are some of them that fall down for fear of God, and God is not unaware of what you do. So can you believers hope that such people will believe you, when some of them used to hear the words of God and then deliberately twist them, even when they understood them? When they meet the believers, they say, We too believe. But when they are alone with each other, they say, How could you tell them about God's revelation to us? They will be able to use it to argue against you before your Lord. Have you no sense? But do they not know that God knows what they conceal and what they declare? And among them are unlettered ones, who do not know the scripture except wishful thinking, but they are only assuming. So woe to those who write the scripture with their own hands, then say, This is from God, in order to exchange it for a small price. Woe to them for what their hands have written, and woe to them for what they earn. They say, The fire will only touch us for a few days. Say to them, Have you received a promise from God? For God never breaks his promise. Or are you saying things about him of which you have no real knowledge? Yes, whoever earns evil and his sin has encompassed him. Those are the companions of the fire. They will abide therein eternally. But they who believe and do righteous deeds, those are the companions of paradise. They will abide therein eternally. And recall when we took the covenant from the children of Israel. Do not worship except God, and to parents do good, and to relatives, orphans, and the needy. and speak to people good words and establish prayer and give zakah. Then you turned away, except a few of you, and you were refusing. And recall when we took your covenant, saying, do not shed each other's blood or evict one another from your homes. Then you acknowledged this while you were witnessing. Then you are those same ones who are killing one another and evicting a party of your people from their homes, cooperating against them in sin and aggression. And if they come to you as captives, you ransom them, although their eviction was forbidden to you. So do you believe in part of the scripture and disbelieve in part? Then what is the recompense for those who do that among you, except disgrace in worldly life? And on the day of resurrection, they will be sent back to the severest of punishment. And God is not unaware of what you do. These are the people who buy the life of this world at the price of the hereafter. Their torment will not be lightened, nor will they be helped. And we certainly did give Moses the scripture and followed up after him with messengers. And we gave Jesus, the son of Mary, clear proofs and supported him with the Holy Spirit. But is it not that every time a messenger came to you with what your souls did not desire, you were arrogant, and a party of messengers you denied, and the other party you killed? And they said, our hearts are wrapped. But in fact, God has cursed them for their disbelief, so little it is that they believe. And when there came to them a book from God confirming that which was with them, although before they used to pray for victory against those who disbelieved, but then when there came to them that which they recognized, they disbelieved in it. So the curse of God will be upon the disbelievers. Low indeed is the price for which they have sold their souls by denying the God-sent truth out of envy that God should send his bounty to any of his servants he pleases. The disbelievers have ended up with wrath upon wrath, and a humiliating torment awaits them. When it is said to them, believe in God's revelations, they reply, we believe in what was revealed to us, but they do not believe in what came afterwards, although it is the truth confirming what they already have. Say, why did you kill God's prophets in the past if you were true believers? And Moses has certainly brought you clear proofs. Then you took the calf in worship after that, while you were wrongdoers. Remember when we took your pledge, making the mountain tower above you, and said, hold on firmly to what we have given you and listen to what we say. They said, we hear and we disobey. And through their disbelief, they were made to drink the love of the calf deep into their hearts. Say, how evil are the things your belief commands you to do if you really are believers? Say, if the home of the hereafter with God is for you alone and not the other people, then wish for death if you should be truthful. But they will never long for death. Because of what they have stored up with their own hands, God is fully aware of the evildoers. And you will surely find them the most greedy of people for life, even more than those who associate others with God. One of them wishes he could be granted life 1,000 years, but it would not remove him in the least from the coming punishment that he should be granted life. And God is seeing of what they do. Say, whoever is an enemy to Gabriel, it is none but he who has brought down the Quran upon your heart, O Muhammad, by permission of God, confirming that which was before it, and as guidance and good tidings for the believers. Whoever is an enemy to God and his angels and his messengers and Gabriel and Michael, then indeed God is an enemy to the disbelievers. And we have certainly revealed to you verses which are clear proofs, and no one would deny them except the defiantly disobedient. Is it not true that every time they took a covenant, a party of them threw it away? But in fact, most of them do not believe. And when a messenger from God came to them, confirming that which was with them, a party of those who had been given the scripture threw the scripture of God behind their backs, as if they did not know what it contained. And they followed instead what the devils had recited during the reign of Solomon. It was not Solomon who disbelieved, but the devils disbelieved, teaching people magic and that which was revealed to two angels at Babylon, Harut and Marut. But the two angels do not teach anyone unless they say, we are a trial, so do not disbelieve by practicing magic. And yet they learn from them that by which they cause separation between a man and his wife. But they do not harm anyone through it, except by permission of God. and they learn what harms them and does not benefit them. But they certainly knew that whoever purchased the magic would not have in the hereafter any share. And wretched is that for which they sold themselves, if they only knew. And if they had believed and feared God, then the reward from God would have been far better. If they only knew. O those who believed, say not, look at us, but say, wait for us patiently and hear. And for the ones who are ungrateful, there is a painful punishment. Neither those who disbelieve from the people of the Scripture, nor the polytheists, wish that any good should be sent down to you from your Lord. But God selects for his mercy whom he wills, and God is the possessor of great bounty. We do not abrogate a verse, or cause it to be forgotten, except that we bring forth one better than it, or similar to it. Do you not know that God is over all things competent? Do you not know that to God belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth? And that you have not besides God any protector or any helper? Do you wish to demand of your messenger something similar to what was demanded of Moses? Whoever exchanges faith for disbelief has strayed far from the right path. Many of the people of the Scripture wish they could turn you back to disbelief after you have believed, out of envy from themselves, even after the truth has become clear to them. So pardon and overlook it until God delivers his command. Indeed, God is over all things competent. Keep up the prayer and give zakah. Whatever good you store up for yourselves, you will find it with God. He sees everything you do. And say, none will enter paradise except one who is a Jew or a Christian. That is their wishful thinking. Say, produce your proof if you should be truthful. Yes, whoever submits himself in Islam to God while being a doer of good will have his reward with his Lord. And no fear will there be concerning them, nor will they grieve. The Jews say, the Christians have no ground whatsoever to stand on. And the Christians say, the Jews have no ground whatsoever to stand on, though they both read the Scripture. And those who have no knowledge say the same. God will judge between them on the day of resurrection concerning their differences. And who are more unjust than those who prevent the name of God from being mentioned in his mosques and strive towards their destruction? It is not for them to enter except in fear. For them in this world is disgrace, and they will have in the hereafter a great punishment. And to God belongs the east and the west. So wherever you turn, there is the face of God. Indeed, God is all-encompassing and knowing. They say, God has taken a son. Exalted is he, rather to him belongs whatever is in the heavens and the earth. All are devoutly obedient to him. He is the originator of the heavens and the earth, and when he decrees something, he says only, be, and it is. Those who have no knowledge also say, if only God would speak to us, or if only a miraculous sign would come to us. People before them said the same things. Their hearts are all alike. We have made our signs clear enough to those who have solid faith. Indeed, we have sent you, O Muhammad, with the truth, as a bringer of good tidings and a warner, and you will not be asked about the companions of hellfire. The Jews and the Christians will never be pleased with you unless you follow their ways. Say, God's guidance is the only true guidance. If you were to follow their desires after the knowledge that has come to you, you would find no one to protect you from God or help you. Those to whom we have given the Scripture, who follow it as it deserves, are the ones who truly believe in it. Those who deny its truth will be the losers. O children of Israel, remember my favour which I have bestowed upon you and that I preferred you over the worlds. And fear a day when no soul will suffice for another soul at all, and no compensation will be accepted from it. Nor will any interception benefit it, nor will they be aided. And when Abraham was tried by his Lord with commands, and he fulfilled them, God said, indeed, I will make you a leader for the people. Abraham said, and of my descendants? God said, my covenant does not include the wrongdoers. And when we made the house a place of return for the people, and a place of security, and take from the standing place of Abraham a place of prayer,
and we charged Abraham and Ishmael, saying, Purify my house for those who perform tawaf, and those who are staying there for worship, and those who bow and prostrate in prayer. And when Abraham said, My Lord, make this a secure city and provide its people with fruits, whoever of them believes in God and the last day. God said, And whoever disbelieves, I will grant him enjoyment for a little. Then I will force him to the punishment of the fire, and wretched is the destination. And when Abraham was raising the foundations of the house, and with him Ishmael, saying, Our Lord, accept this from us. Indeed, you are the hearing, the knowing. Our Lord, make us devoted to you. Make our descendants into a community devoted to you. Show us how to worship and accept our repentance, for you are the ever relenting, the most merciful. Our Lord, and send among them a messenger from themselves, who will recite to them your verses and teach them the book and wisdom and purify them. Indeed, you are the exalted in might, the wise. Who but a fool could forsake the religion of Abraham? We have chosen him in this world, and he will rank among the righteous in the hereafter. When his Lord said to him, Submit, he said, I have submitted to the Lord of the worlds, and commanded his sons to do the same, as did Jacob. My sons, God has chosen your religion for you, so make sure you devote yourselves to him, to your dying moment. Were you there to see when death came upon Jacob? When he said to his sons, What will you worship after I am gone? They replied, We shall worship your God and the God of your fathers, Abraham, Ishmael, and Isaac, one single God. We devote ourselves to him. That was a nation which has passed on. It will have the consequence of what it earned, and you will have what you have earned, and you will not be asked about what they used to do. They say, Be Jews or Christians, so you will be guided. Say, Rather we follow the religion of Abraham, inclining toward truth, and he was not of the polytheists. So you believers, say, We believe in God and in what was sent down to us, and what was sent down to Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob, and the tribes, and what was given to Moses, Jesus, and all the prophets by their Lord. We make no distinction between any of them, and we devote ourselves to him. So if they believe in the same as you believe in, then they have been rightly guided. But if they turn away, they are only in dissension, and God will be sufficient for you against them. And he is the hearing and the knowing. And say, Ours is the religion of God. And who is better than God in ordaining religion? And we are worshippers of him. Say, O Muhammad, do you argue with us about God while he is our Lord and your Lord? For us are our deeds, and for you are your deeds, and we are sincere in deed and intention to him. Or do you say that Abraham and Ishmael and Isaac and Jacob and the descendants were Jews or Christians? Say, Are you more knowing, or is God? And who is more unjust than one who conceals the testimony he has from God? And God is not unaware of what you do. That is a nation which has passed on. It will have the consequence of what it earned, and you will have what you have earned, and you will not be asked about what they used to do. The foolish people will say, What has turned them away from the prayer direction they used to face? Say, East and West belong to God. He guides whoever he will to the right way. We have made you believers into a just community, so that you may bear witness to the truth before others, and so that the messenger may bear witness to it before you. We only made the direction the one you used to face in order to distinguish those who would follow the messenger from those who turn on their heels. That test was hard, except for those God has guided. God would never let your faith go to waste, believers, for God is most compassionate and most merciful towards people. Many a time we have seen you, prophet, turn your face towards heaven. So we are turning you towards a prayer direction that pleases you. Turn your face in the direction of the sacred mosque. Wherever you believers may be, turn your faces to it. Those who were given the scripture know with certainty that this is the truth from their Lord. God is not unaware of what they do. Yet even if you brought every proof to those who were given the scripture, they would not follow your prayer direction. nor will you follow theirs. Nor indeed will any of them follow one another's direction. If you, prophet, were to follow their desires, after the knowledge brought to you, you would be doing wrong. Those we gave scripture know it as well as they know their own sons. But some of them hide the truth that they know. The truth is from your Lord, so never be among the doubters. Each community has its own direction to which it turns. Race to do good deeds, and wherever you are, God will bring you together. God has power to do everything. Prophet, wherever you may have started out, turn your face in the direction of the sacred mosque. This is the truth from your Lord. He is not unaware of what you do. Wherever you may have started out, turn your face in the direction of the sacred mosque. Wherever any of you may be, turn your faces towards it, so that the people may have no argument against you, except for the wrongdoers among them. Do not fear them, fear me, and so that I may perfect my favour on you and you may be guided. Just as we have sent among you a messenger from yourselves, reciting to you our verses and purifying you and teaching you the book and wisdom and teaching you that which you did not know. So remember me, I will remember you, and be grateful to me and do not deny me. O you who have believed, seek help through patience and prayer. Indeed, God is with the patient. Do not say that those who are killed in God's cause are dead. They are alive, though you do not realize it. And we will surely test you with something of fear and hunger and loss of wealth and lives and fruits. But give good tidings to the patient, who, when disaster strikes them, say, indeed we belong to God and indeed to him we will return. Those are the ones upon whom are blessings from their Lord and mercy. And it is those who are the rightly guided. Safa and Marwa are among the rites of God. So for those who make major or minor pilgrimage to the house, it is no offence to circulate between the two. Anyone who does good of his own accord will be rewarded, for God rewards good deeds and knows everything. Indeed, those who conceal what we sent down of clear proofs and guidance after we made it clear for the people in the scripture, those are cursed by God. And cursed by those who curse, except for those who repent and correct themselves and make evident what they concealed. Those I will accept their repentance, and I am the accepting of repentance, the merciful. Indeed, those who disbelieve and die while they are disbelievers, upon them will be the curse of God and of the angels and the people, all together. They will remain in this state of rejection. Their punishment will not be lightened, nor will they be reprieved. And your God is one God. There is no God but He, most gracious, most merciful. Indeed, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the alternation of the night and the day, and the great ships which sail through the sea with that which benefits people, and what God has sent down from the heavens of rain, giving life thereby to the earth after its lifelessness, and dispersing therein every kind of moving creature, and his directing of the winds and the clouds, controlled between the heaven and earth, are signs for a people who use reason. And yet among the people are those who take other than God as equals to him. They love them as they should love God, but those who believe are stronger in love for God. And if only they who have wronged would consider that when they see the punishment, they will be certain that all power belongs to God and that God is severe in punishment. And they should consider that when those who have been followed disassociate themselves from those who followed them, and they all see the punishment, and cut off from them are the ties of relationship, those who followed will say, if only we had another turn at worldly life, so we could disassociate ourselves from them, as they have disassociated themselves from us. Thus God will show them their deeds as regrets upon them, and they are never to emerge from the fire. O mankind, eat from whatever is on earth that is lawful and good, and do not follow in the footsteps of Satan. Indeed, he is to you a clear enemy. He only orders you to evil and immorality, and to say about God what you do not know. But when it is said to them, follow the message that God has sent down, they answer, we follow the ways of our fathers. What? Even though their fathers understood nothing and were not guided. Calling to disbelievers is like a herdsman calling to things that hear nothing but a shout and a cry. They are deaf, dumb, and blind, and they understand nothing. O you who have believed, eat from the good things which we have provided from you, and be grateful to God if it is indeed him that you worship. He has only forbidden you carrion, blood, pig's meat, and animals over which any name other than God's has been invoked. But if anyone is forced to eat such things by hunger, rather than desire or excess, he commits no sin. God is most merciful and forgiving. As for those who conceal the scripture that God sent down and sell it for a small price, they only fill their bellies with fire. God will not speak to them on the day of resurrection, nor will he purify them. An agonizing torment awaits them. Those are the ones who have exchanged guidance for error and forgiveness for punishment. How patient they are in pursuit of the fire. That is because God sent down the book in truth. And indeed, those who differ over the book are in extreme dissension. Righteousness is not that you turn your faces toward the east or the west, but true righteousness is in one who believes in God, the last day, the angels, the book, and the prophets, and gives wealth in spite of love for it, to relatives, orphans, the needy, the traveller, those who ask for help, and for freeing slaves, and those who establishes prayer and gives zakah, those who fulfil their promise when they promise, and patient in poverty and hardship and during battle. Those are the ones who have been true, and it is those who are the righteous. O you who have believed, prescribed for you is legal retribution for those murdered, the free for the free, the slave for the slave, and the female for the female. But whoever overlooks from his brother anything, then there should be a suitable follow-up and payment to him with good conduct. This is an alleviation from your Lord and a mercy. But whoever transgresses after that will have a painful punishment. And there is for you in legal retribution, saving of life. O people of understanding, that you may become righteous. Prescribed for you when death approaches any of you, if he leaves wealth, is that he should make a bequest for the parents and near relatives according to what is acceptable, a duty upon the righteous. And if anyone changes the bequest after hearing it, the guilt shall be on those who make the change. For God hears and knows all things. But if one fears from the bequeather some error or sin, and corrects that which is between the concerned parties, there is no sin upon him. Indeed, God is forgiving and merciful. O you who have believed, decreed upon you is fasting, as it was decreed upon those before you, that you may become righteous. Fast for a limited number of days. So whoever among you is ill or on a journey, then an equal number of other days are to be made up. And upon those who are able to fast, but with hardship, a ransom of feeding a poor person each day. And whoever volunteers excess, it is better for him. But to fast is best for you, if you only knew. It was in the month of Ramadan that the Quran was revealed as a guidance for mankind. Clear messages giving guidance and distinguishing between right and wrong. So any one of you who is present that month should fast, and anyone who is ill or on a journey should make up for those lost days by fasting on other days later. God wants ease for you, not hardship. He wants you to complete the prescribed period and to glorify him for having guided you, so that you may be thankful. And when my servants ask you concerning me, indeed I am near. I respond to the invocation of the supplicant when he calls upon me. So let them respond to me by obedience and believe in me that they may be rightly guided. It has been made permissible for you, the night preceding fasting, to go to your wives. They are a clothing for you, and you are a clothing for them. God knows that you used to deceive yourselves, so he accepted your repentance and forgave you. So now have relations with them, and seek that which God has decreed for you. And eat and drink until the white thread of dawn becomes distinct to you from the black thread of night. Then complete the fast until the night. And do not have relations with them as long as you are staying for worship in the mosques. These are the limits set by God, so do not approach them. Thus does God make clear his verses to the people that they may become righteous. And do not consume one another's wealth unjustly. or send it in bribery to the rulers in order that they might aid you to consume a portion of wealth of the people in sin while you know it is unlawful. They ask you, O Muhammad, about the crescent moons. Say, they are measurements of time for the people and for the pilgrimage. And it is not righteousness to enter houses from the back, but righteousness is in one who fears God. And enter houses from their doors, and fear God that you may succeed. Fight in God's cause against those who fight you, but do not overstep the limits. God does not love those who overstep the limits. And kill them wherever you overtake them, and expel them from wherever they have expelled you. And persecution is worse than killing. And do not fight them at the sacred mosque until they fight you there. But if they fight you, then kill them. Such is the recompense of the disbelievers. And if they cease, then indeed, God is forgiving and merciful. Fight them until there is no more persecution and until worship is for God. But if they cease, then there is to be no aggression except against the oppressors. Battle in the sacred month is for aggression committed in the sacred month, and for all violations is legal retribution. So whoever has assaulted you, then assault him in the same way that he has assaulted you. And fear God, and know that God is with those who fear him. And spend in the way of God, and do not throw yourselves with your own hands into destruction. And do good. Indeed, God loves the doers of good. Complete the pilgrimages, major and minor, for the sake of God. If you are prevented from doing so, then send whatever offering for sacrifice you can afford, and do not shave your heads until the offering has reached the place of sacrifice. If any of you is ill or has an ailment of the scalp, he should compensate by fasting, or feeding the poor, or offering sacrifice. When you are in safety, anyone wishing to take a break between the minor pilgrimage and the major one must make whatever offering he can afford. If he lacks the means, he should fast for 3 days during the pilgrimage and 7 days on his return, making 10 days in all. This applies to those whose household is not near the sacred mosque. Always be mindful of God and be aware that he is stern in his retribution. The pilgrimage takes place during the prescribed months. There should be no indecent speech, misbehaviour, or quarrelling for anyone undertaking the pilgrimage. Whatever good you do, God is well aware of it. Provide well for yourselves. The best provision is to be mindful of God. Always be mindful of me, you who have understanding. There is no blame upon you for seeking bounty from your Lord during pilgrimage. But when you depart from Mount Arafat, remember God at the sacred place. And remember him as he has guided you. For indeed, you were before that among those astray. Then depart from the place where all the people depart, and ask forgiveness of God. Indeed, God is forgiving and merciful. When you have completed your rites, remember God as much as you remember your own fathers, or even more. There are some who pray, "Our Lord, give us good in this world," and they will have no share in the hereafter. But among them is he who says, "Our Lord, give us in this world that which is good, and in the hereafter that which is good, and protect us from the punishment of the fire." Those will have a share of what they have earned, and God is swift in account. Remember God on the appointed days. If anyone is in a hurry to leave after 2 days, there is no blame on him, nor is there any blame on anyone who stays on, so long as they are mindful of God. Be mindful of God, and remember that you will be gathered to him. And of the people is he whose speech pleases you in worldly life. And he calls to God to witness as to what is in his heart, yet he is the fiercest of opponents. And when he goes away, he strives throughout the land to cause corruption therein and destroy crops and animals. And God does not like corruption. And when it is said to him, "Fear God," pride in the sin takes hold of him. Sufficient for him is hellfire. And how wretched is the resting place. And there is a type of man who gives his life to earn the pleasure of God. And God is full of kindness to his devotees. You who believe, enter wholeheartedly into submission to God and do not follow in Satan's footsteps, for he is your sworn enemy. But if you slip after clear proofs have come to you, then know that God is exalted in might and wise. Are these people waiting for God to come to them in the shadows of clouds together with the angels? But the matter would already have been decided by then. All matters are brought back to God. Ask the children of Israel how many a sign of evidence we have given them. And whoever exchanges the favour of God for disbelief after it has come to him, then indeed God is severe in penalty. Beautified for those who disbelieve is the life of this world, and they ridicule those who believe. But those who fear God are above them on the day of resurrection. And God gives provision to whom he wills without account. Mankind was of one religion before their deviation. Then God sent the prophets as bringers of good tidings and warners, and sent down with them the scripture in truth, to judge between the people concerning that in which they differed. And none differed over the scripture except those who were given it, after the clear proofs came to them out of jealous animosity among themselves. And God guided those who believed to the truth concerning that over which they had differed, by his permission. And God guides who he wills to a straight path. Or do you think that you will enter paradise while such trial has not yet come to you as came to those who passed on before you? They were touched by poverty and hardship, and were shaken until even their messenger and those who believed with him said, "When is the help of God?" Unquestionably, the help of God is near. They ask you, O Muhammad, what they should spend. Say, whatever you spend of good is for parents and relatives and orphans and the needy and the traveller. And whatever you do of good, indeed, God is knowing of it. Battle has been enjoined upon you while it is hateful to you. But perhaps you hate a thing and it is good for you. And perhaps you love a thing and it is bad for you. And God knows while you know not. They ask you, Prophet, about fighting in the prohibited month. Say, fighting in that month is a great offence, but to bar others from God's path, to disbelieve in him, and prevent access to the sacred mosque, and expel its people, are still greater offences in God's eyes. Persecution is worse than killing. They will not stop fighting you until they make you revoke your faith, if they can. If any of you revoke your faith and die as disbelievers, your deeds will come to nothing in this world and the hereafter, and you will be inhabitants of the fire, there to remain. Indeed, those who have believed, and those who have emigrated and fought in the cause of God, those expect the mercy of God. And God is forgiving and merciful. They ask you about intoxicants and gambling. Say, there is great sin in both, and some benefit for people. The sin is greater than the benefit. They ask you what they should give. Say, give what you can spare. In this way, God makes his messages clear to you, so that you may reflect. On this world and the next, they ask you about the property of orphans. Say, it is good to set things right for them. If you combine their affairs with yours, remember they are your brothers and sisters. God knows those who spoil things and those who improve them. Had he so willed, he could have made you vulnerable too. He is almighty and wise. And do not marry polytheistic women until they believe. And a believing slave woman is better than a polytheist, even though she might please you. Do not marry polytheistic men to your women until they believe. And a believing slave is better than a polytheist, even though he might please you. Those invite you to the fire, but God invites to paradise and to forgiveness by his permission, and he makes clear his verses to the people that perhaps they may remember. And they ask you about menstruation. Say, it is harm, so keep away from wives during menstruation, and do not approach them until they are pure. And when they have purified themselves, then come to them from where God has ordained for you. Indeed, God loves those who are constantly repentant and loves those who purify themselves. Your wives are a place of cultivation for you. So come to your place of cultivation however you wish and put forth righteousness for yourselves. And fear God and know that you will meet him and give good tidings to the believers. And do not make your oath by God an excuse against being righteous, and fearing God and making peace among people. And God is hearing and knowing. He will not call you to account for oaths you have uttered unintentionally, but he will call you to account for what you mean in your hearts. God is most forgiving and forbearing. For those who swear not to have sexual relations with their wives is a waiting time of 4 months. But if they return to normal relations, then indeed, God is forgiving and merciful. And if they decide on divorce, then indeed, God is hearing and knowing. Divorced women remain in waiting for 3 periods. And it is not lawful for them to conceal what God has created in their wombs, if they believe in God and the last day. And their husbands have more right to take them back in this period if they want reconciliation. And due to the wives is similar to what is expected of them, according to what is reasonable. But the husbands have a degree over them in responsibility and authority. And God is exalted in might and wise. Divorce is twice. Then after that, either keep her in an acceptable manner or release her with good treatment. And it is not lawful for you to take anything of what you have given them, unless both fear that they will not be able to keep within the limits of God. But if you fear that they will not keep within the limits of God, then there is no blame upon either of them concerning that which she ransoms herself. These are the limits of God, so do not transgress them. And whoever transgresses the limits of God, it is those who are the wrongdoers. If a husband redivorces his wife after the second divorce, she will not be lawful for him until she has taken another husband. If that one divorces her, there will be no blame if she and the first husband return to one another, provided they feel that they can keep within the bounds set by God. These are God's bounds, which he makes clear for those who know. And when you divorce women and they have nearly fulfilled their term, either retain them according to acceptable terms or release them according to acceptable terms. And do not keep them, intending harm to transgress against them. And whoever does that has certainly wronged himself. And do not take the verses of God in jest. And remember the favour of God upon you and what has been revealed to you of the book and wisdom by which he instructs you. And fear God and know that God is knowing of all things. And when you divorce women and they have fulfilled their term, do not prevent them from remarrying their former husbands if they agree among themselves on an acceptable basis. That is instructed to whoever of you believes in God and the last day. That is better for you and purer, and God knows and you know not. Mothers may breastfeed their children 2 complete years for whoever wishes to complete the nursing period. Upon the father is the mother's provision and their clothing according to what is acceptable. No person is charged with more than his capacity. No mother should be harmed through her child and no father through his child. And upon the father's heir is a duty like that of the father. And if they both desire weaning through mutual consent from both of them and consultation, there is no blame upon either of them. And if you wish to have your children nursed by a substitute, there is no blame upon you, as long as you give payment according to what is acceptable. And fear God, and know that God is seeing of what you do. And those who are taken in death among you and leave wives behind, the wives shall wait 4 months and 10 days. And when they have fulfilled their term, then there is no blame upon you for what they do with themselves in an acceptable manner. And God is aware of what you do. You will not be blamed whether you give a hint that you wish to marry these women or keep it to yourselves. God knows that you intend to propose to them. Do not make a secret arrangement with them. Speak to them honourably and do not confirm the marriage tie until the prescribed period reaches its end. Remember that God knows what is in your souls, so be mindful of him. Remember that God is the most forgiving and forbearing. There is no blame upon you if you divorce women you have not touched, nor specified for them an obligation. But give them a gift of compensation. The wealthy according to his capability, and the poor according to his capability. A provision according to what is acceptable, a duty upon the doers of good. And if you divorce them before you have touched them, and you have already specified for them an obligation, then give half of what you specified. Unless they forego the right, or the one in whose hand is the marriage contract foregoes it, and to forego it is nearer to righteousness. And do not forget graciousness between you. Indeed, God of whatever you do is seeing. maintain with care the obligatory prayers, and in particular the middle prayer, and stand before God devoutly obedient. And if you fear an enemy, then pray on foot or riding. But when you are secure, then remember God, as he has taught you that which you did not know. If any of you die and leave widows, make a bequest for them, a year's maintenance and no expulsion from their homes for that time. But if they leave of their own accord, you will not be blamed for what they may reasonably choose to do with themselves. God is almighty and wise. And for divorced women is a provision according to what is acceptable, a duty upon the righteous. Thus does God make clear to you his verses, that you might use reason. Have you not considered those who left their homes in many thousands fearing death? God said to them, "Die." Then he restored them to life. And God is the possessor of bounty for the people. But most of the people do not show gratitude. And fight in the cause of God. I know that God is hearing and knowing. Who is it that would loan God a goodly loan so that he may multiply it for him many times over? And it is God who withholds and grants abundance, and to him you will be returned. Have you not considered the assembly of the children of Israel after the time of Moses, when they said to a prophet of theirs, "Send to us a king, and we will fight in the way of God"? He said, "Would you perhaps refrain from fighting if battle was prescribed for you?" They said, "And why should we not fight in the cause of God when we have been driven out from our homes and from our children?" But when battle was prescribed for them, they turned away, except for a few of them. And God is knowing of the wrongdoers. And their prophet said to them, "Indeed, God has sent you Saul as a king." They said, "How can he have kingship over us while we are more worthy of kingship than him, and he has not been given any measure of wealth?" He said, "Indeed, God has chosen him over you and has increased him abundantly in knowledge and stature. And God gives his sovereignty to whom he wills, and God is all-encompassing in favour and knowing." And their prophet said to them, "Indeed, a sign of his kingship is that the chest will come to you, in which is assurance from your Lord, and a remnant of what the family of Moses and the family of Aaron had left, carried by the angels. Indeed, in that is a sign for you, if you are believers." And when Saul went forth with the soldiers, he said, "Indeed, God will be testing you with a river. So whoever drinks from it is not of me, and whoever does not taste it is indeed of me, excepting one who takes from it in the hollow of his hand." But they drank from it, except a few of them. Then, when he had crossed it, along with those who believed with him, they said, "There is no power for us today against Goliath and his soldiers." But those who were certain they would meet God said, "How many a small company has overcome a large company by permission of God, and God is with the patient." And when they went forth to face Goliath and his soldiers, they said, "Our Lord, pour upon us patience and plant firmly our feet and give us victory over the disbelieving people." So they defeated them by permission of God. And David killed Goliath. And God gave him the kingship and wisdom and taught him that which he willed. And if it were not for God checking people by means of others, the earth would have been corrupted. But God is full of bounty for the worlds. These are the verses of God which we recite to you in truth. And indeed, you are from among the messengers. Those messengers, some of them we caused to exceed others. Among those are to whom God spoke, and he raised some of them in degree. And we gave Jesus, the Son of Mary, clear proofs, and we supported him with the pure Spirit. If God had willed, those generations succeeding them would not have fought each other after the clear proofs had come to them. But they differed, and some of them believed, and some of them disbelieved. And if God had willed, they would not have fought each other. But God does what he intends. O you who have believed, spend from that which we have provided for you before there comes a day in which there is no exchange and no friendship and no intercession. And the disbelievers, they are the wrongdoers. God, there is no God except he, the ever-living, the self-sustaining. Neither drowsiness overtakes him nor sleep. To him belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth. Who is there that can intercede with him except by his permission? He knows what is before them and what will be after them. and they encompass not a thing of his knowledge except for what he wills. His throne extends over the heavens and the earth, and their preservation tires him not, and he is the most high, the most great. There is no compulsion in religion. True guidance has become distinct from error. So whoever rejects false gods and believes in God has grasped the firmest handhold, one that will never break. God is all-hearing and all-knowing. God is the ally of those who believe. He brings them out of the depths of darkness and into the light. As for the disbelievers, their allies are false gods, who take them from the light into the depths of darkness. They are the inhabitants of the fire, and there they will remain. Have you not considered the one who argued with Abraham about his Lord, merely because God had given him kingship? When Abraham said, "My Lord is the one who gives life and causes death," he said, "I give life and cause death." Abraham said, "Indeed, God brings up the sun from the east, so bring it up from the west." So the disbeliever was overwhelmed by astonishment, and God does not guide the wrongdoing people. Or take the one who passed by a ruined town. He said, "How will God give this life when it has died?" So God made him die for 100 years and then raised him up, saying, "How long did you stay like that?" He answered, "A day or part of a day." God said, "No, you stayed like that for 100 years. Look at your food and drink. They have not gone bad. Look at your donkey. We will make you a sign for the people. Look at the bones. See how we bring them together and clothe them with flesh." When all became clear to him, he said, "Now I know that God has power over everything." And when Abraham said, "My Lord, show me how you give life to the dead," God said, "Have you not believed?" He said, "Yes, but I ask only that my heart may be satisfied." God said, "Take 4 birds and train them to come to you. Then, after slaughtering them, put on each hill a portion of them. Then call them. They will come flying to you in haste. And know that God is exalted in might and wise. The example of those who spend their wealth in the way of good is like a seed which grows 7 spikes. In each spike is 100 grains, and God multiplies his reward for whom he wills, and God is all-encompassing and knowing. Those who spend their wealth in the way of God and then do not follow up with what they have spent with reminders of it or other injury will have their reward with their Lord, and there will be no fear concerning them, nor will they grieve. Kind speech and forgiveness are better than charity followed by injury, and God is free of need and forbearing. You who believe, do not cancel out your charitable deeds with reminders and hurtful words. Like someone who spends his wealth only to be seen by people, not believing in God and the last day. Such a person is like a rock with earth on it. Heavy rain falls and leaves it completely bare. Such people get no rewards for their works. God does not guide the disbelievers. But those who spend their wealth in order to gain God's approval, and as an affirmation of their own faith, are like a garden on a hill. Heavy rain falls and it produces double its normal yield. Even if no heavy rain falls, it will still be watered by the dew. God sees all that you do. Would one of you like to have a garden of palm trees and grapevines, underneath which rivers flow, in which he has from every fruit? But he is afflicted with old age and has weak offspring, and it is hit by a whirlwind containing fire and is burned. Thus does God make clear to you his verses that you might give thought. You who believe, give charitably from the good things you have acquired and that we have produced for you from the earth. Do not give away the bad things that you yourself would only accept with your eyes closed. Remember that God is self-sufficient, worthy of all praise. Satan threatens you with poverty and orders you to immorality, while God promises you forgiveness from him and bounty. And God is all-encompassing and knowing. He gives wisdom to whomever he wills. And whoever has been given wisdom has certainly been given much good. And none will remember except those of understanding. Whatever you may give, or vow to give, God knows it well, and those who do wrong will have no one to help them. If you give charity openly, it is good, but if you keep it secret and give to the needy in private, that is better for you, and it will atone for some of your bad deeds. God is well aware of all that you do. Not upon you, O Muhammad, is responsibility for their guidance, but God guides whom he wills, and whatever good you spend is for yourselves, and you do not spend except seeking the face of God. And whatever you spend of good, it will be fully repaid to you, and you will not be wronged. Charity is for the poor who have been restricted for the cause of God, unable to move about in the land. An ignorant person would think them self-sufficient because of their restraint, but you will know them by their sign. They do not ask people persistently or at all, and whatever you spend of good, indeed, God is knowing of it. Those who spend their wealth in God's way by night and by day, secretly and publicly, they will have their reward with their Lord, and no fear will there be concerning them, nor will they grieve. But those who take interest will rise up on the day of resurrection like someone tormented by Satan's touch. That is because they say, trade and interest are the same, but God has allowed trade and forbidden interest. Whoever, on receiving God's warning, stops taking interest, may keep his past gains. God will be his judge. But whoever goes back to interest will be an inhabitant of the fire, there to remain. God destroys interest and he increases charities, and God does not like any ungrateful sinner. Indeed, those who believe and do righteous deeds and establish prayer and give zakah will have their reward with their Lord, and there will be no fear concerning them, nor will they grieve. O you who have believed, fear God and give up what remains due to you of interest if you should be believers. And if you do not, then be informed of a war against you from God and his messenger. But if you repent, you may have your principal. You do no wrong, nor are you wronged. And if someone is in hardship, then let there be postponement until a time of ease. But if you give from your right as charity, then it is better for you, if you only knew. And fear a day when you will be returned to God. Then every soul will be compensated for what it earned, and they will not be wronged. O you who have believed, when you contract a debt for a specified term, write it down, and let a scribe write it between you in justice. Let no scribe refuse to write as God has taught him. So let him write, and let the debtor dictate. And let him fear God, his Lord, and not leave anything out of it. But if the debtor is of limited understanding, or weak, or unable to dictate himself, then let his guardian dictate in justice. And bring to witness two witnesses from among your men. And if there are not two men available, then a man and two women from those whom you accept as witnesses. So that if one of them errs, then the other can remind her. And let not the witnesses refuse when they are called upon. And do not be too weary to write it, whether it is small or large, for its specified term. That is more just in the sight of God, and stronger as evidence, and more likely to prevent doubt between you, except when it is an immediate transaction which you conduct among yourselves. For then there is no blame upon you if you do not write it. And take witnesses when you conclude a contract. Let no scribe be harmed or any witness. For if you do so, indeed, it is grave disobedience in you. And fear God. And God teaches you, and God is knowing of all things. If you are on a journey and cannot find a scribe, something should be handed over as security. But if you decide to trust one another, then let the one who is trusted fulfill his trust. Let him be mindful of God, his Lord. Do not conceal evidence. Anyone who does so has a sinful heart, and God is fully aware of everything you do. To God belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth. Whether you show what is within yourselves or conceal it, God will bring you to account for it. Then he will forgive whom he wills and punish whom he wills. And God is over all things competent. The messenger has believed in what was revealed to him from his Lord, and so have the believers. All of them have believed in God and his angels and his books and his messengers, saying, we make no distinction between any of his messengers. And they say, we hear and we obey. We seek your forgiveness, our Lord, and to you is the final destination. God does not burden any soul with more than it can bear. Each gains whatever good it has done and suffers its bad. Lord, do not take us to task if we forget or make mistakes. Lord, do not burden us as you burden those before us. Lord, do not burden us with more than we have strength to bear. Pardon us, forgive us, and have mercy on us. You are our protector, so help us against the disbelievers. Surah 2, Al-Baqarah, Sequence. Though it is a Medinan surah, it follows naturally a Meccan surah. Surah 1, Al-Fatiha, the opening, which ended with the prayer, show us the straight way. It begins with the answer to that prayer. This is the book that is guidance. The greater part of Al-Baqarah was revealed during the first 2 years of the Prophet's life at Medina. The smaller part, which was revealed at a later period, has been included in this surah because its contents are closely related to those dealt with in this surah. Theme, guidance. This surah is an invitation to the divine guidance, and all the stories and incidents revolve around this central theme. As this surah has particularly been addressed to the Jews, many historical events have been cited from their own traditions to admonish and advise them that their own good lies in accepting the guidance revealed to the Prophet. They should, therefore, be the first to accept it, because it was basically the same that was revealed to Prophet Moses.